T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Capitol is empty this morning. Don't think a lot of people saw that happening. Republicans in the Senate adjourned, basically shutting down the special session that the governor had called. Gun rights activists are very pleased by that. The delegate, who's a Republican who represents parts of Virginia Beach, joins us now, Glenn Davis. Delegate Davis, I appreciate you joining us today. You actually introduced 3 gun bills in the special session. Tell me what they were and what your thoughts are now that the special session will not continue.
Sure, John. I appreciate the time to be on this morning. Yeah. So I introduced 3 bills. One of them was a bill that would put an application similar to what they did in Utah in schools for students, where they can kind of a tip line, both whether it be a dial-in or a text tip line for safety issues in schools. Also, that app can be used for those that are experiencing mental health challenges and maybe considering self-harm situations. And this has actually prevented a school tragedy in Utah, as well as saved numerous lives that would have been lost to suicide. So that's one of the first bills I put in. Obviously, mental health is a big concern nationwide and obviously here in the Commonwealth.
Who administers that if that were passed? Is that a state program, or would it be administered locally?
Well, so what they did in Utah, it was joint between the university and the state. So in Virginia, it may be like DMAS and the state in a joint partnership.
Okay. And it wasn't abused, you know, kids didn't pick on each other, or not to get into the nitty gritty of it, but.
No. So it was amazing. So they had over 200 unique, legitimate tips that came through there, which resulted in numerous opportunities to confiscate, you know, weapons that would have been brought into the school. And they even had one situation, which was explained by the Utah rep, where a person in middle school had sent a tip in. Don't know if this would be something, but, you know, and we'll just use, you know, Johnny. You know, Johnny may be bringing his father's pistols to school in the morning. And those tips don't go to police. They go to the school resource officer. And the school resource officer met little Johnny at the door the next day and asked him for his book bag. And little Johnny gave it to him and then broke down crying. And when they asked him what was going on, they said, look, he'd just been bullied so much. He didn't know what else to do. They don't know whether it truly would have been an active shooter situation, but it would have either been that potentially or school suicide. And they didn't take him to jail. They took him to the hospital where he belonged. And it's unfortunate that is more of a situation in today's society than it ever has been. But the more we can get those tips, and you know, this next generation, they aren't as comfortable talking on the phone to someone, but anonymously behind that screen, they're more apt to share what's going on.
Well, it warrants conversation, right? That is legislation that addresses the potential troublemaker or murderer instead of the law-abiding citizen. And real quick, I didn't want to cut you off there, but that was interesting to me. What are the other two pieces of legislation you introduced?
Oh, sure. So one bill stops the use of online firearm safety training. So in Virginia, we're one of the very few states that allow firearm safety training in the nation. And so instead of going down like you would do before 2009 and you have a 45-minute class at a range or with an NRA instructor, you can take it online. But the problem is we think these people are taking these classes online before they get their concealed carry. And what they can actually do is someone else can watch the video, or in some cases you hit a button, you skip the video, and someone can take the test for you. And there really isn't any way to assure that, you know, someone has actually gotten this minimal amount of gun safety. And I think the overwhelming majority of gun owners in the U.S. and in Virginia, you know, are understand basic gun safety. But there are people out there that they decide they're going to go get that firearm and want their concealed carry. And honestly, you know, I was at a recent meeting and asked a whole bunch of gun owners in the audience, you know, who here has had someone hand them their weapon in an unsafe manner, and just about every hand went up.
Yeah.
You know, people should understand how to clear a weapon and how to safely handle a weapon if they're going to have a concealed carry.
Maybe that gets closer to assuring it. Yeah. And number three?
Yeah. And number three is to give localities the ability to control whether firearms are allowed in their buildings or not. However, if they would like to do so, that building has to have the same security that a courthouse has in Virginia, i.e. they have to have metal detectors and law enforcement at the entrances. You know, we can put a balance in place between localities that want the ability to control firearms in their building, but we still are not going to put people at risk and have them feel unsafe in those buildings.
Yeah, you got to assure that everybody's disarmed other than the cops in that situation. Exactly. So those are interesting angles on all of this discussion. What happens to these bills now that the special session is stopped?
Well, so they're going to the Crime Commission.
Okay.
So, John, one of the things that I think, you know, some people yesterday in all the, you know, action that was going on, it missed probably the most important piece, which is there were a number of bills dropped yesterday, and some of them are very good ideas. And they deserve to have the due diligence and thought and the ability for stakeholders and public to get an input, as opposed to literally a knee-jerk reaction by us in, you know, 5 hours after a bill drops to give an up or down vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is happening. So a lot of these bills are going to Crime Commission now, and they went to committee for testimony over the next couple of months before we come back on November 18th. I can give you one prime example because it hit me this morning. I had a fellow delegate call me about one of the governor's bills that Delegate Levine put in, and which basically almost makes most firearms legal in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
or in Virginia. Mm-hmm. But I go look at it this morning, and I used to shoot competitively rifle and pistol when I was in high school, and it literally makes one of the most known and successful sporting pistols used an assault firearm today, the way that bill's drafted. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when Democrats, they're losing all credibility when it comes to guns if they don't take the time to understand exactly what they're drawing a circle around. So it's stuff like that that warrants a couple of months for people to be able to come in, testify on this stuff, and us to make sure we know what we're voting on.
Yeah, and I know you got to go, but a lot of the Democrats are saying that Republicans did this simply to shut down the conversation. You seem convinced that this opens up the conversation.
The Democrats did this as a political play. I mean, we understand that. And if they think for a second that these bills that they put in were ready for prime time, the fact that they pretty much would have turned a sporting pistol, one of the most successful ones out there, into an assault firearm that would have put a number of competitive shooters in Virginia as felons shows that these bills weren't ready for prime time. Yeah.
Really interesting. I appreciate that insight. And I didn't know that about you, that you had that experience back from high school. Really interesting. Delegate Glenn Davis, the Republican who represents parts of Virginia Beach. Of course, that's the city where the awful murders took place a few weeks ago that prompted all of this. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts. Thanks.
Appreciate the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.